CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. You are hanging with the worst guys. My name is Malcolm Cooley, your host for today. Hope you're having a good Wednesday.
At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more five. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Rod.
Go home, Rod.
See it to mirror in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah, hit some, let's check my archive.
It's a new season. We are back on Wednesday. I don't know if y'all been keeping up, but the worst guys has been busy in the Cliff Central building. We were taking care of the Gareth Cliff show in the mornings here last week. But now we're back on Wednesday, doing it in the worst way. It's Worst Guys on Worst Wednesday.
All she needed was some.
People are going back to school. The vibe in Johannesburg is changing. It's becoming more energetic, becoming more lively. People are back saying Happy New Year to people you haven't seen since December. How long does the Happy New Year greeting last for? Just by the way, in your books, how long does it last? Do you say it if it's just the first time you see somebody that year? Or is it something that you do until a certain period in the year? Surely the first week of January, that's when it's over. This is the last week I'm saying Happy New Year to anybody. Because then it's old, actually. It's getting old, to be honest with you. Yeah, man, but like I said, you hang out with Malcolm Cooley, I'll be taking you through to the next hour. So, man, I'm so excited about this new year. Things are happening. People are going to school for the first time, high school. Today we'll be talking a little bit about our first days, just reminiscing about how we all used to be shit scared, you know, on the first day. It's always a tough one. But, you know, as usual, I'm joined in the studio by my main boy, Riabeto Sicily.
What is happening?
What is happening, dog? Good to see you. Good to see you, brother. You well?
That was actually nice and smooth.
We're smooth operator.
Slick Rick.
All right. What's up, dog? You well?
I'm easy. I'm living. I'm top of the world. Like, yeah. Everybody's getting fucked down. We getting fucked up.
I like that. Nah, it's good to see. I see you've shaven. Is this a new look you're going for?
Nah, dog. I'm just trying to keep it clean and neat.
Keep it fresh. It's a new year, a new beginning.
Nah, it's not even about that. You see, now you're taking it one step too far. You're making me one of these people who are following the norms. Oh, new year, new things, new start.
Yeah. How's the gym looking, by the way? Because you know, New Year's, all the New Year Revolution guys are there trying to get fit, but they know.
Hey, bruh, you see, and the thing is, they don't understand that in the gym, authority rules, you know?
Authority rules. Explain this to us. We've got skinny boy swag. We don't understand the gym life.
You know, the thing is, you just have to make yourself known. It's about your presence, you know? And those guys who are joining the gym, like, only in January and February, by March, they're out.
They know.
Exactly. They can feel your presence, like, yo, this guy's been here for a while. So when I go up to him, I'm like, yo, listen, but how many sets you got left, yeah? He's like, no, I'm actually done. I'm actually done. Sorry.
Are you a gym bully, bro?
I'm not a bully, but like, listen, if you come into the gym to, you know, gym your thumbs on your phone, you know, rather lay off the bench, lay off the squat rack, let a boss like
let
me.
Let a boss, Yeah, we hang around on Wednesday. If you want to tune into the conversation, you can hit us up on Twitter @_worstguys. Yeah, today we're talking about firsts, man. The first day we went to school, what that experience was like. And you know, the lunch that you got, I think the lunch that you got says a lot about who you are as a person and the home that you come from.
Yeah. I think it also says a lot about your resilience, because the thing is, sometimes lunch doesn't change.
Yeah. You can have peanut butter and jam for a week, bruh, and you'll know that there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is in this economy. But yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about our first days. If you are going out to your first day, whether it be to work, whether it be to school, whether it be to university, we do hope that you're having a good time, man. Just go out and enjoy it. Be yourself. There's no other way to do it, baby.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, yo. Yeah, that's Black Beaters by Ray Shrimmon. You're hanging out with the worst guys. We're about to brighten your week, as the purpose of the show is to do.
You know, they don't even understand how, like, their lives are enriched by the worst guys.
It has to be. That's the only point. That's the only reason why we're here. We just to keep you entertained, keep you proud, keep you feeling the love, man.
What don't we do? We inspire.
No, we got to tick all the boxes here. Inspire, empower, influence.
You know, we tell a story about our lives, other people's lives.
Going to tell a mild story a little bit later about how school was back in the day. How a little drama used to get on my bread, dog. It was tough. It used to be tough. But anyway, let's go into the show for today, man. We've got so much in store for you. I want to go into a little bit about the news and what's been going on around our world and around our city and around our country.
A mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra.
Yeah. All right. So the news stories that are catching my attention on this here Wednesday. The first one has to do with Herman Mashaba. All right. Herman Mashaba, mayor of Johannesburg, who's been in office since about August. He said on Tuesday that more than 100 people will be charged for defrauding the city of up to 14 million rand. This is around 106 licensing center officials. All right.
But wait, isn't like licensing as in like driver's license?
Yeah.
But what's new though? Let's be real for a second. I understand that you know, he's trying to clean up the city and make it 360, not even 180, full 360.
Yeah. I think it's it's going to be much more difficult for people to get their driver's license now. How many people do you know? Most of the people who have driver's license paid them, Georgia.
You know what I'm saying?
Now he's taking that option away. You know, now you actually have to learn how to three-point turn. And parallel park.
Because you know what happens now eventually? Less people are going to be able to get their license. If there's no people who don't have their license, you can't buy a car. Economy's coming down. Yeah. Dude, it has a butterfly effect.
It does. But forget that. Now this Coke, you know the 2,000 rand Coke that you give the driving license instructor? Just a 2,000 rand Coke, Kunyana, just to get you that official driver's license. So I'm Herman Mashaba doing the business there, working hard to keep the city clean. I like that, man. I like giving out stories of politicians who are actually working for us.
100%. But do you think his hands are clean as much as he tries to clean up everything? You know, you as much as we give him the benefit of the doubt, what's your take on it?
Hey, I can't tell you what these guys are doing at the top. Like, this story that comes out is a perfect example where all of a sudden we just find out, oh, okay, 14 million rand is missing from these people who have been corrupt. We didn't know that. There's so little that we know about what's going on at the top that it scares me. That's why we just gotta, you know, go on to the side. You know, we gotta take our own road, do whatever we do here, and then hopefully we can influence change.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't speak for what's happening at the top. I really cannot. All right. Also, there's been wage wars literally taking place. Right. So the problem here is that the National Economic Development and Labor Council has a meeting where they will reconvene to meet with the state business or union representative to discuss the minimum wage in this country. All right. The idea is to raise the recommended minimum wage of 3,000 to 4,500 rand. This is the idea advanced by Labour Federation KASATU. Now, there's been a 3,500 rand minimum imposed by proposed by the National Economic Development and Labour Council. And apparently it's likely to become a symptom of compromise, you know. The one is of extensive redistribution, rather, with more than 60% of government expenditure going to the social wage. The other is an economic policy that depends on further faith in the unfettered market. What do you think about the minimum wage? 3,500? Could you survive on that a month?
that's what I was going to get into. I wasn't about to get into whether it's enough. I'm just curious as to those people who are receiving that as their minimum monthly wage. How on earth are they able to stretch that over 31 days?
Hey, I have no
31
idea.
Days, rent, electricity, water, basic needs that they have to pay for.
And, you know, their families are large.
Yes. It's not, you see, that's why maybe South Africa should, you know, consider implementing that that Chinese law of if you have one kid, we'll supplement you. If not, if you have more than that, you're on your own, but.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems a bit drastic, bruh, because most of us have at least two siblings or so.
Yes, no, I'm
and
not saying.
The problem is the poor people, they love fornicating because, you know, that's all they can do. You know, that's all they have to offer.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, maybe that's why, you know, black people have big penis.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a muscle. If you work your muscle over time,
yeah,
it grows.
Exactly. Strength. Yeah. Fuck the minimum wage. We'll take the big penis. Thank you very much, actually. No, screw the minimum wage. But yeah, that's an interesting thing that's taking place right now. And I personally, I don't think 3,500 rand is enough. 4,500 seems more reasonable. But, you know, you've got to learn how to stretch the dollar as well, or the rand in this case.
Mostly. Maybe. But as well, that 4,500, does it a big enough increase with inflation as well?
Yeah, that's a problem, because by the time this is implemented and inflation has gone up, they are still behind.
It's like being in this, it's the same shit, just a different day.
Yeah, it's elitism. That's exactly what it is. It's elitism in terms of socioeconomics and leaving those behind, because the rich are always ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
So there's a debate that's taking place. Hopefully, so the minimum wage is increased. Make it 10,000. 10,000 seems like the only number you can start surviving from in this rough economy. 10,000 with some disposable income.
Okay, think of it this way: 30 days, 3 meals. How much would you need for food? In total, just for food, how much would you need a month for food?
So per day, I'd say you need 50 minimum.
You need 50 for 3 meals.
Yeah, minimum now. We're
Wait,
talking
is
about
that,
bare
is
minimum.
That this, each meal 50 bucks, or are you saying in total?
In total that day. We're talking about the lowest you can go.
Okay,
now
so
I'm
that's
saying
50.
Like maybe eggs in the morning, 2 eggs, bread and peanut butter for lunch, and maybe rice and some chicken.
Okay, so that's 50 times 31. That's actually, 31, right? That gives us 1,550.
Okay,
and this is for a bachelor, don't forget.
Yeah.
All right.
No, okay, bachelor, right?
All right. And then in terms of transport, because we're looking at the working class, the less fortunate than us, that are commuting by taxi, for example. We take it at its bare minimum. I'm saying people going from Soweto to the towns, and that's an expensive taxi.
Let's say 50 rand a day as well.
50 rand a day. So yeah, we'll have to essentially just double it times two. Boom. You're already at 3-1. You're telling me they pay 400 for rent.
Yeah, that's serious. 3-1. So that's 400 rand of not even disposable income. I mean, that's still school uniform is included there.
See?
Oh, yeah. All your family necessities.
Then this is how, you know, now you need to look at the greater scheme of things. How do they survive? Obviously, now they have to get credit from somewhere. And this is why, you know, you have so many South Africans drowning in debt.
Yeah.
So many of them.
Debt is the new slavery.
Debt is the new slavery.
That's what's happening.
Maybe that's a topic. You must get some financial advisors, some actuarial scientists that...
Yeah.
Because essentially, that's what it is. They would plan out how much, you know, the inflation would be, how much we should increase the minimum wage by. And I think in terms of the margins, it's not this, it's completely the same. The 3.5 of 2016 and the 4.4 what?
4.5.
The 4.5 of 2017. The margin's going to be exactly the same. If not, they're in more shit.
Yeah. I get what you say. Start your own business and then create your wage. Create your own wage. That's the only way I see out, to be honest. All right. More that's been happening. Talk of the town is the Golden Globe Awards that took place on the 8th of January with loads of black actors and writers winning awards. I mean, you know, the color has always been, or has come up as a more hot topic in the awards ceremonies, thinking about the representation of black people in Hollywood. Now it's come out that people are actually starting to be successful on the shows. Well, One in particular, which I'd like to highlight from our boy Donald Glover, is Atlanta. Go. Atlanta won the best comedy series, as well as him winning the best actor of
Donald Glover.
Yeah, Donald Glover. So
hey,
shout out to
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, our name comes from that home of the worst guys. I really think it is proof that there is change in Hollywood and that people are starting to firstly give black people better roles, and as well black people are showing their skill in these roles and writings. For example, Atlanta's beautifully written, man. I don't know if any of you have watched it. It's very subliminal, but it tries to depict the life of a black man in modern society struggling to deal with culture appropriation and the likes.
You know, besides, you know, black people being given these opportunities, we making the opportunities for ourselves.
Yeah, this is what's happening. We're coming out of our shell because we've been locked up.
Don't let me out.
But now we're coming out. We're coming out of that real business. And that's what it's all about. I think there's a new wave coming in, and the future is changing, you know, for a lot of us.
A lot of them actually are taking advantage of the opportunities, you know. And what I'm also seeing happen is that the mindset is shifting from if only I had this, if only I had that, and a lot more people are making use of the resources given to them.
Yeah. Also, another win to highlight there from the Golden Globes is Tracee Ellis Ross, who took home the best actress in a comedy show. That's the first black actress to win in 34 years in that category. So actually, shout out to Tracee Ellis Ross as well. I love Tracee Ellis Ross. She's on, this is for the show Blackish, just by the way. And she used to be on Half and Half, which I used to watch on during the SABC days, when SABC was still good. If you can't believe, there was a time where watching TV on SABC was dope, when they used to play comedy every night at 7 o'clock.
Before the news and then Generations.
Yeah,
hey, there was a legit
combination, like,
routine, bro.
yeah, but then Saudi came and then he's like,
let me give you that thing, you know, that thing that you don't need.
Yeah. And obviously Meryl Streep's speech is also a hot topic of the Golden Globes. She was speaking about Donald Trump and how the power bullies us, etc. But
that's not the platform, guys.
Dog, I feel like every time somebody wins a Golden Globe or
now
some award,
now
you're gonna come a speech of Black Lives Matter. That's all everybody ever's gonna say. It's no more, I like to thank God. It's just Black Lives Matter and fuck Donald Trump. That's all it is. That's what the award ceremony is like.
Yes. I think if you not don't generally just say fuck you to the whole, you know, issues at hand, but don't bring it up everywhere. We realize we've got the news. We'll tune in. This is a celebration of the work done.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with acting. So that's been taking place. And also, speaking of presidents, Donald Trump Barack Obama rather delivered his final speech in Chicago, final speech as a president. It was very emotional. It was really, really emotional. He mentioned his victory. Actually, Barack Obama is genuinely Superman. He's really somebody to look up to, or somebody to see as a true role model, because he was speaking about the achievements that he managed to acquire while he was in office. And I mean, this is incredible. It is the longest stretch of job creation in American history. This is Obama's tenure in office. He achieved marriage equality, which I still don't understand why the leaders of the free world were behind on. We've been having marriage equality, so we beat you on that one, OBZ. Taking out Osama, that was a big one. He took out the main man behind 9/11. And obviously
inside
healthcare.
Job.
Inside job. Yeah, this
hey, man, inside job, man.
That,
inside job.
Let's not get too much into that. Obviously Obamacare, introducing free healthcare for first world country should be standard.
Some point.
It should be one of those things that first world countries just have, and they didn't have it until.
No, you should wake up in
Obama.
The morning. Oh, what are you going to do today? I'm probably going to go get circumcised. What about you? You know, I got to cough, you know.
I'm just got a little cough. I'm going to get rid of.
Are you going to pay? Oh, no. Obamacare. Obamacare.
Yeah, man. So that's what's been happening in and around the world. And so we're just here to keep you informed, man. Just keep you up to date with what's happening. Talk at the bride. Tell them what's happening. Tell what's happening in the world. Before anything else, I want you guys to hit us up on WhatsApp. on 0797482090. You are joined by the worst guys. You can join in on the conversation. We'll be talking about our first days, man. Our first days of school and the lunches that we got packed. Hey, some people got nice lunches back in the day. You see these boys with that Melrose cheese?
Yes.
Those are the those are the rich boys.
You know, but I also figured out people had luxuries. And too much luxuries. I remember Rawson had a ham, cheese, and jam sandwich. When you're mixing jam in a sandwich that is already lit.
Yeah, ham, cheese, and jam.
I was like, what is going on in here? You know? But it ended up being a flourish.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think your lunch says about you and your home and your family?
If it's consistently the same thing, I think it says there's a lot of structure in your family.
But do you think it's a serious reflection of who you are?
Not who you are. It's a serious reflection of who your parents want you to be.
All right. Because I'm thinking, sometimes parents give their children money.
Yeah.
And there's no food made for them once.
So that's the parent basically saying, think for yourself, fend for yourself, build yourself.
I'd rather get money, to be honest.
Yeah.
Then you go get a bar and a cook.
And still change back in the days.
Yeah.
But nowadays, hey, bro, you got an e-wallet, the tuck shop now. Like, can I e-wallet you, bro? It's cuck expensive.
Yeah. All right. And parents who made lunch for their children, I always used to call those guys the cheese boys. Those are the guys that get bullied.
Why?
Because their parents are out here making them these nice lunches, my boy. It's rough out here for the rest of us. We had to make our own lunch. That's, I think, was the difference. I had to make my own lunch growing up. Did you get lunch made for you?
Yeah, well, now and then. I mean, if my mom was feeling like, you know, the moment I wake up. She's busy singing that while she's made. Before I put on my makeup. And then she makes a prayer and my lunch, and I'm like, blessings.
A lunch with a prayer, you know, that's a blessed day that you're gonna have.
I think on rare occasions, I even used to get a young note on a napkin. That's when I knew, the love today.
Yeah.
It's flourishing.
Oh, man, it's so real. I remember people at school who came with lunch in his pocket, dog. This guy.
In the pocket. Wait. No. Oh, back in high school.
Yeah. He comes with a bread in his pocket, my boy.
No.
You know that plastic? You don't even deserve a lunchbox.
No. It wasn't even the plastic, let me tell you. Because hostel was rough. There was no cling film in hostel. There was only napkins.
Yeah.
Some guy. Hey, we won't drop names. But how do you just fold the sandwich up just like that in a paper? Paper, my boy, A4 full scap light paper in the middle of classes. I just hear, look behind me. I see this guy's unraveling something. I'm like, what you got there, bro? He's like, nah, it's a sandwich from breakfast. I'm like, really, my nigga? Really, my guy?
Hey, you see, this is what I'm talking about.
So it says a lot about how mesh. I mean, come on, you really don't have any self respect or decency for yourself if you're wrapping your sandwich on lined paper. Lined paper.
Yeah, come on, my guy. No, I totally get it. You see, the thing for me is that it's more of a hack than anything to make your lunch. So I'll just put on Rama. My staple is peanut butter and jam. You can never lose with a peanut butter and jam sandwich, my boy.
Peanut butter jam is the future. But see, also in high school for us at Saints, you see, you had to find the peanut butter.
Yeah.
You had to find, because they wouldn't spread it evenly. They would put it in blotches. You'll take one bite and you're like, okay, that's just Rama. It's Rama. Yeah, okay, now I got some peanut butter.
And then there are also the people who really struggle, who get nothing, right?
See, and that was tough.
Those are the people who learn how to hustle from a young age, my boy. That's the hustler's ambition. That's where it starts. Not getting lunch at break. That's where you learn how to become a hustler.
There was also an awkward situation for me when I was back at Weinberg. One of my friends shared this a lot. Now, the thing is, I wasn't aware that my homeboy was fasting. You know, and we were a squad, myself, Shadley, Andreas, we chilled quite a lot. Then next thing you know, we're chilling on the basketball courts, it's lunchtime. Homeboy is fasting, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, I go up to him with a Gatsby. Now, a Gatsby is like this, like, it's a big ass sandwich. It's like a baguette filled with legit shit, my boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, home breezy. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish the salon you want. And then he gives me a look. And I'm just like, what? Now I'm just supposed to understand silence now? He gives me a look. And then Andreas just taps me on my shoulder. He's like, hey, bruh, he's fasting. And I'm like, yo, I just offered food to Home Breezy. You can see by the white on his lips that, hey, it's tough out here.
It's really, I don't know if I could ever fast.
Hey, a lot of females do that thing for like spiritual reasons, you know?
Yeah. Like, have you ever fasted before?
Ah, dog, what the, like, I'm so glad I was born a black man, you know? Because I don't do that thing, man. I understand you want to get a connection. There's other ways. There's other channels to connect. Fasting has never been an option for me.
Yeah,
mom tried to put me on the SDs. I said, I looked at my dad and I said, are you doing it? He said, no. I'm like, no, sir. I ain't doing it either.
Yeah, man, that would be tough. 40 days, yo. And you know, well, we're talking about the Muslims now. Yo. I'm talking, like, you're not even allowed to have anything in your mouth. Do you know
some
that?
People, they fast involuntarily with 3.5 minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? Don't
that's
laugh.
That's a shot. He's calling people out.
Don't laugh.
He's calling us out. Okay. Yeah, but that's the case. I'll never fast. That's my thing. I don't even love food that much, but dog, these people, I've seen people faint. I've seen people, well, Hashim Amla actually is a hero. He made 300 during Ramadan. Apparently, the rumor is he was eating, though. He was cheating. He was cheating on his guard for South Africa. Well done, actually. Shout out to Hashim Amla. He cares more about the Proteus than Allahu Akbar. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what else has been going on? Yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on today. We've been chilling with the worst guys, hanging with Ria Betse and Malcolm Juli. That's dang.
I can't keep losing you. I can't keep losing
By
you.
By Mac Miller featuring Anderson .Paak.
I can't keep losing you. I can't keep losing you.
Bruh! Wake up. You're hanging out with the worst guys. We've just got a message on WhatsApp. Somebody says, my first day of school, Rehab and Mark made me stand on a brick and greet them. So this is
like this even.
He's exposing the initiation days, my boy.
Yeah, well, and since it was initiation, don't act like you didn't do it to somebody other.
Yeah, exactly. You know, somebody stood on bricks and greeted you. I don't even understand. I think initiation was good.
Yeah.
In terms of teaching you respect for your elders.
Jeez. That's why millennials are so soft these days.
Yeah, they don't have to stand on bricks and greet.
No, they know too much. No. Numerati. Yeah, sharar.
Yeah, so that's an interesting comment here on the WhatsApp. I want you to expose yourself. We want to know who you are.
Yeah, don't hide behind fucking numbers.
Yeah. But yeah, that was back in the day, man. High school seems like ages ago, bro. I can't believe we made people stand on bricks and grease us. What else did we do that was ridiculous in terms of initiation? I know of a friend in matric. He made one of his skivvies go and warm the toilet seat up for him.
Just like...
So he's like, I need a shit in about 20 minutes, so just go warm the seat up for me, so when I get there...
I would have never done that. Number one, I don't like warm toilet seats. They really put me off. Like, I have to wait for it to be ice.
Bang. Even in the winter?
Yes, I love taking a dump in winter, my boy. I just don't like it when the water does a clap back.
Yeah. Boop.
Yes, but one thing I remember is making an oak fetch a stick like he's a dog.
What?
And then he carried the dog. He went all the way. He like on all fours went to go fetch a stick. Came back. Then we said, okay, take the stick, throw it. A dog doesn't carry a stick in his hand. So then he picked up the stick with his hand and put it underneath his chin and the top of his chest. And he carried it like that all the way back. Threw it again. Dog doesn't carry a stick with its jaw and its chest. Put the stick in his mouth.
That's so outrageous. That's
no,
so
but
outrageous.
The thing is, it's things like that that build a character. I know it was
built character.
It was fucked up, but it built character.
Actually, that's definitely something we should talk about next week. We could talk about school initiation and whether or not initiation is of any worth. Do you think it's of any value, really?
We'll find out. Maybe we should get one of the Park Town guys in and then they tell us, because they're the reasons why it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They went too buck. They went overboard.
The most insane initiation for me that I witnessed was the rugby first team initiation.
That was crazy.
What would happen is they'd wrap the legs of a student around a pole and they'd
warm you up.
Warm you up with some slaps and then also scraping with the boots.
And metal.
But they stopped that. They stopped that since people started going crazy about initiation.
And that's why we're not doing so well in the raga no more.
Exactly. Exactly. Our people are weak. Our people are weak out there. But yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit next week, man. Our time seems to fly so quickly when we are here at the Cliff Central Studio. We're going to do a little bit of a freestyle, as we always do with y'all, just to wrap up the show. What is happening? Anything happening in your life this week?
Nah, man. But people must just catch on to the Instagram page, which is The Worst Guys.
Yeah.
And the Facebook, The Worst Guys, and then Twitter, The_Worst Guys. You can find out everything if you don't hear it here.
Yeah. So catch us here every Wednesday, man. We are bringing the heat. So here we go with The Worst Guys Cypher. That takes place at the end of every show. We hope you've had a blessed Wednesday, and we can't wait to be back with you next week with some more news, more information, and more laughter as usual with The Worst Guys.
Wake up.
You're out.
Hey, let's make a song. I be by my money all day.
Hey,
I be by my money all day.
Hey,
I just be by my money all day.
Hey, bump the cheese up.
I wanna bump the cheese up. You know I'm eating that gouda. I feed up. Maybe put some feta in the sandwich. You know I go hammer. MC Hammer is an old school rapper who's not like me. He's just an old white boy who doesn't have the skill to be an MC. So I'm out here getting buff, cause I got the cheese and it's going up. And I don't even need good luck, cause I got the skill, I've got the thrill. And everybody knows they'll leave me in their will, cause when they die, all they've got is me to represent. Cause I'm Malcolm Dooley. I can take you to a place that you've never been, never seen. And anyway, we are being the worst guys every Wednesday, and we don't care when we out here to play. So I tell this late day, come to the show and you'll see how we do it every Wednesday. Hey babe, I'm looking at my producer, she looking at me like, man, you a loser. But I say don't forget that, cause I'll be on the top. Fuck that.
Hey, Javi, buy my money all day. Javi, buy my money all day. I said Javi, buy my money all day. Producer looking at me saying I'm running out of time, but I'm always on the grind. There's no such thing as time. We just following the way of the universe, and sometimes it feels like a curse when things don't go your way. But hey, every day is a blessing, so look up to the sky and thank God. G-O-D, get on your knees and beg to him please. Hey Lord, thank you for all of the mercy that you blessed upon me. And as I proceed to live this life that you blessed me with, hey, I gotta get some of the spliff just to get elevated to be up next to you. And as I do, I'm a worst guy's dude. Hey, bring in the hook, bro.
Oh,
I be by my money
all day.
If you gotta get out of the studio, man.
Our time is up, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. We are out. CliffCentral.com.